Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church this morning. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or who are listening online. You may want to come and join us soon. That would be wonderful. My name is Fiona, and helping me in today's service, we have musicians Sam, Rosemary, and Linda. And today, Simon will be reading the Bible and Trevor will bring our Bible teaching. We here at Abbotsford Anglican are a group of local people, all ages and stages in life, who have come to find meaning and purpose in living life God's way according to his word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us and grow in your love for him. Today, Trevor, did you want to speak to this?
Thanks, Fiona. Yeah, today we come bring our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer to a close, and we're actually asking the question, what are we actually praying today when we end the prayer by saying, yours be the glory, now and forever. Amen.
For this month, our mission focus are the Blairs, serving refugees here in Australia, in Auburn, and also the Anglican prison chaplaincy. And today our sentence of scripture comes from a psalm. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The Christian God is a God of great glory. So let's just reflect on that for a minute before we sing our first song. Please stand as we encourage each other to behold our God seated on his throne. Let's adore him.
Nations tremble at his voice.
Times through the week you adore God. As we come together to adore Him, it's an encouragement to each other, but it's also something that continues to minister to our souls. It is a precious time here. So it's wonderful you've made the effort to come. Please turn around and greet a few people. Please have a seat.
This is a kid's spot, but it's really a family spot as well. It's all of us time. All right. Okay, call it out. What is it? Harbridge? Oh, Opera House. Rosemary, you need your glasses fixed. All right. Do you want to borrow mine? Oh, well, the Opera House is there too. Okay. All right. Let's be a focus on it. Bridge. Harbour Bridge. Okay. Next bridge? Anzac Bridge. All right. Okay. Next bridge? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, well done, Chris. Yeah, it's a Lennox Bridge. It's a number of little bridges. Yeah, well done. Right, thought I'd get that one, that one. All right, this one. Yeah, wonderful. That's Gladesville Bridge. Great. Okay, bridges bring people from one side to the other, all right? People, cars, one side to the other. So, did you know that Jesus forms like a bridge? And it's a good way to explain that to people between people and God. But how has Jesus brought us to God? How has He made us friends with Him? How has He brought us from one side to the other? The scriptures tell us that there is a gap, a big gap, of which between God and people, of which nothing people can do can actually bridge that gap and bring themselves across to God. God actually has to do that for us. And so how has He done it? Well, we're going to play a little word game to start with. And so here we go. We're going to build up a word bank. All right, a list of words that are going to be part of our verse that's going to tell us how God bridges that. So here we go. A word, just call it out if you know what it is. A word to describe a person who is right with God. Righteous, well done, okay? The opposite of righteous. Yeah, did you get it right, Rosemary? What did you say? Oh, good, okay, all right. Just wanted to check. That's right, unrighteous. What separates us from being friends with God? Sins, that's right, our sins, the things that we do, you know, our attitude towards God and our selfish natures. Okay, work this one out. Rosemary's banned from now, all right? Anyone else can call out? Did you? I just overheard Rosemary's voice just yelling on. All right. Erwin, did you get that one? You going? What's the picture of? A B, and then you take away the two E's, you get B, and then you've got plus ring. So you get bring. Well done, okay? That's our next word one. Bring. Okay, a word that describes one who goes through great pain. Ooh, close, a bit further. A bit further, Irene, a bit further. Here we go. Suffering. Cut it down, short order. Past tense. Suffered. Yes, here we go. Suffered. There we go. And a disciple of Jesus whose name starts with? Peter. Yes, that's an apostle. Yeah, Peter. Yeah, he was a disciple. Yeah, we got Peter. All right, here we go. All right, so where do you think they all fit into? Don't call out. Put up your hand and I'll pick you and you can tell me. Where do you think righteous goes? After what word? After thee. All right, yep, after thee. Bruce, yep, okay. Got it. Graham says after thee in the second line there. Okay, we'll see if that's right. What about unrighteous? Glenn, that's right. After the next righteous, we'll see if that one goes there. What about sins? Yes, Erwin, that's right. After four, that's right. We'll find out if it's right or not. Okay, all right. Okay, bring. Yep. Okay, we'll put it after two. Okay, and then what about suffered? After Christ, yep. And what about Peter? After the one. All right. I haven't been able to work out how to do that on PowerPoint. To do the magic trick of the words coming back up again, all right? So let's see how we go. Yep, there it is. All right, let's say it together. Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. That's how Jesus made us friends with God. Christ suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. That's how Jesus is a bridge. Well, we're going to listen to another Colin Buchanan song today, and this one's called Rock of Ages. It's a song that the theme through today is bringing glory to God, and I invite you to join with me, stay seated, when it comes to the chorus part. Okay, it's a song that reminds us why we give glory to God and why we thank Him for being our bridge between us and God. Let's listen in and join in the chorus.
Glory to the Rock of Ages. Glory to the righteous one. He has ended death, the battle's won. It was as if we drove those nails into His sinless hands. He knew we didn't understand the place that He was taking was our own. Glory to the Rock of Ages. Glory to the righteous one. He has ended death, the battle's won. We would not Him we despised, with anger in our eyes, we watched the tallest poppy fall, but rise again to offer us His love. Glory to the Rock of Ages. Glory to the
Everything we have, absolutely everything, comes from God. So let's say together, gracious God, we humbly thank you for all good freely given to us, for life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour, Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me pray before we hear the scriptures read. Please bow your heads as I pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all scripture is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Bible reading this morning is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 5. So you will find it in the Bibles, page 1252, or follow along up on the screen. Thank you, Simon.
Morning, everyone. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and I was no longer. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things had passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Simon. Would you open up your Bibles there, or keep them open there at Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through to 5. We will turn to that, and or you can find it in your bulletin, and it's a handout in the sermon outline summaries there as well. As I mentioned earlier, this is the last available sermon series through the Lord's Prayer, and I hope you've enjoyed the sermon series. If you've missed any, you can go back online and onto the website, and you can listen into the series. There's 12 of them all in total. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word as Piona has prayed. We do pray that, gracious Father, you will guide us into all truth. Help me to teach your word correctly, and may we experience your Spirit resonating with ours, and teaching us and reminding us that this is true, what we hear today. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. What a great way, what a fitting way to end the Lord's Prayer. Yep, when we consider all that the Lord's Prayer contains and teaches us of God, of ourselves, of what matters most in life and of prayer, what more could we say to God who has given us this prayer than for the kingdom, the power, and the glory be yours, God, now and forever? What more could we say when we consider all that the Lord's Prayer contains for us? Amen, we say. But what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer has been described by someone as like pegs. Pegs on which we can hang all our prayers. In fact, everything we can ask of God and how we can ask of God belongs under one or more of its requests. And so today we come to the close of our sermon series of what is the most well-known prayer of all time, the Lord's Prayer. A lifeline for many to the safety of God. When all at sea and lost in life, he's thrown us this prayer to hold on to and pray and draw us to himself, to draw us to his breast. How good God is. Yours be the glory, now and forever. Amen. We agree, it's a fitting way to end the Lord's Prayer. But actually, what are we saying? What are we saying when we pray, yours be the glory, now and forever? Amen. The word glory appears 285 times in the Bible. And no, I didn't go through the whole Bible and count every verse. I got Google to help me as well. All right. And there are three languages in the Bible of which are used, Hebrew, Aramaic, and of course Greek. The Hebrew word for glory is kavod. And the Aramaic word for glory is shavak. And the Greek word for glory is doxa, of which we get the word doxology, or a word of praise. All 285 references, excluding a few, refer exclusively to what is worthy to be given to God. Glory is used exclusively for what is to be given to God. Majority of all the references. On occasions when referring to Christ's return and our future with God, the word glory that is used to be given to God, we're told, is something that we have the privilege of being able to share in with him at Christ's return. What an awesome thought, isn't it? To share in God's glory. Of the handful, literally a handful, less than about 10, where the word is used for a man or a woman, Proverbs 20:29 stood out to me as the most amusing. The glory of a young man is their strength. Grey hair, the splendour of the old. All right? In our day, glory is a word we hear bantered about by sporting teams and by commentators. And of those who have achieved greatness, and sadly, of war by some. But glory, as used of God and as used in the Bible to be given to God, is a beautiful word, full of meaning, of which when used to describe who God is, what he has done, doing, and will do, our spirit resonates with his spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. And we agree wholeheartedly, don't we? And we say, Amen, Amen, so be it. It's been said the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. The Westminster Catechism. But what do we mean by glory? It's hard to describe glory without using other words, isn't it? Words such as praise, honour, worthy of respect, awe, worship, and thankfulness. When used in the Bible, when given to God, glory is used a number of ways. For example, for what mankind is to give to God. Psalm 96, verse 7. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Glory is something mankind is designed and ought to give to God. But sadly, unfortunately, we have failed to do so, as Romans 1, verse 21 reminds us. For although we knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. Creation gives glory to God. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And we often read of the angels giving glory to God. Psalm 92, verse 1. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Our sentence of scripture for today. And at the birth of Christ, suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those on whom his favour rests. Luke 2, verses 13 and 14. But chiefly in the Bible, glory is given to God because of who he is, what he has done, and what he has promised to do. And so the word is to be understood in those contexts, in that context. Who God is, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he has promised to do. For example, Psalm 115, verse 1. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. In Revelation 4, verse 11, we read, because he created all things and all things find their meaning and purpose in God, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. And most importantly, in Revelation 5, verse 12, in reconciling us to God, in bridging us between us and God, through Jesus, through the gospel, we read, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. And when we look, what we look forward to sharing in when Christ returns, our Christian hope, Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. It's awesome to think that we will share in God's glory. So when we think back over the Lord's Prayer and what it teaches us of God and how to come to him in prayer, to say, yours be the glory, now and forever, amen, is a fitting way to end the Lord's Prayer. But what I was thinking, it's the way the prayer begins too, isn't it? Our Father in heaven. What comes next? Hallowed. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed is another word for giving glory to God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. We return to the book of Revelation that we've looked at in the last couple of weeks together. When the Apostle John wrote the book of Revelation, Christians, like John, were being persecuted. The church wondered what was going on. Had God lost control? Where was he in their time of trouble? Would he prevail and triumph over all things? Did he have the power to achieve the good of those who love him as he had promised? Was it worth them having faith in Christ? Suffering, persecution, opposition, feeling the odd one out, makes us feel that way from time to time. You may be feeling that right now. Our Bible reading this morning that Simon read to us reminded us that John was allowed a vision. He was allowed a vision into heaven, into the heavenly control room for our benefit. For our benefit. For us to see what he saw. For us to hear what he heard. For us to believe what he was told to believe, and to write it down for his and future generations such as ours. It's the end of time and history. What does John see? What does he hear? What is he told to believe? Verses 1 and 2. What does he see? He saw a new heaven and a new earth. The old is gone, the new has come. And all God's family looking like a bride dressed beautifully for her husband to go to the celebration. He sees the sea is missing. Ever wondered why that's there? The sea was always to the Jew a picture of chaos, of evil, of danger. The picture is that there is no more chaos. There will be a time when there will be no more sad and bad. That's the picture. No more sea. Verses 3 and 4. What does John hear? He hears a loud voice from the throne where God sat. He hears that God is dwelling with his family, with his bride, with us forever. He hears that there is a time when there is no more dying, no more mourning, no more crying. He sees for us that there will be a time when there will only be good for his family. In verse 5, what was John to believe? All the words spoken to him, because they were from the one who was on the throne, the one who is king. On the throne is God. And God's words are trustworthy and true. What does John see? What does John hear? What is he told to believe? He sees and hears our Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven. Hallowed be his name. He sees and hears that the kingdom has come. Hallowed be his name. He sees and hears that God's will has been done here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be his name. He sees and hears our daily bread has been given. Hallowed be his name. He sees and hears sins have been forgiven and the consequences of it no more. Hallowed be his name. He sees and hears that we've been led not into temptation but delivered from evil. Hallowed be his name. And he believed that what he saw and heard was from God, trustworthy and true. Why? That we too would believe. Hold on to our hope for the kingdom, the power and the glory are God's, now and forever. Amen. Hallowed be his name. Fiona is now going to lead us now as we join in saying Psalm 29 verses 1 to 4 together. Thanks, Fiona. And then into a song.
Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, so now and evermore. Amen. Please stand and let us sing our next song. Thank you. believe in God the Father.
We believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son?
We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us with the Father. So let us draw near to God, who freely forgives. Through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him with sincerity and confidence. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is no condemnation. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Merciful God, it is by your gift alone that your faithful people offer you true and acceptable service. Grant that we may so faithfully serve you in this life, that we fail not finally to obtain your heavenly promises, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Father God, we just come to pray for mission focus of today. Heavenly Father, we remember before you this month the many refugees throughout the world without statehood, homes, and hope. We bring before you especially those individuals and families who have found refuge in Sydney and come under the pastoral care of Blair family. Grant to Cameron, Lara, and their family the resources and opportunities they need to reach out, especially to refugee youth and their families, and to care for them. We also pray for Anglican prison chaplaincy. Father God, it's often not really noticed very much, but their work is so valuable, Lord. And we pray for chaplains will be able to offer a message of hope, reconciliation, and healing, delivered with dignity and respect. Gracious Lord, grant to our governments and all who serve in public life wisdom and skill, imagination and energy. Protect them from corruption and the temptation to serve themselves. Help us all to commit ourselves to the common good, that our nation may be a secure home for all its people. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. We now pray for Indigenous Australians. Creator God, you made from one man all nations and determined where each should live. We bring before you the Indigenous people of Australia. We acknowledge the history that has damaged the relationship between them and later arrivals to this land. Thank you for the steps that have been taken on the journey towards reconciliation. Deepen this process among us. Guide national and community leaders to speak the truth in love, to seek justice with mercy, and to care for those who are disadvantaged. Strengthen Indigenous church leaders to shepherd their flock faithfully, and strengthen all Indigenous Christians to be salt and light in their communities and in the whole nation. Give Indigenous and non-Indigenous believers grace to demonstrate the new family you are making in Christ out of people from every nation, tribe, language, and people through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, we just pray for the referendum. Our nation's past is complex, Lord, so are our hearts. We pray for all the debate happening around the referendum about the Aboriginal voice to Parliament at the moment. You are God of justice, and we pray the outcome would be a just one in your eyes. You are God of mercy, and we pray that the outcome will be a merciful one. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, creator of all things, and especially the creator of this land and its original peoples, we call out to you that you may bring enough rain and protect people, nature, and animals from the bushfires in this country. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Gracious God, our world is full of hurting families and nations torn apart by war and violence. Some of the places are with the greatest humanitarian needs, where children, families, and communities struggle to acquire the basic necessities of life. It can be difficult to know how to help people in need. We pray for peace, for fragile contexts and conflict zones, and for children and families living through difficult times. We pray for Sudan, Armenia, North Korea, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Myanmar, and Niger. Father, we thank you for our church family here at Abbotsford. We thank you for all those who volunteer for the service of our church every week. We also thank you for visitors and new people you added to our church and the people we met at events. We pray now for all those who have come to know you through these events, that you may continue to talk to their hearts and remind the message that you are the Savior, and only you, through you, we can be saved. We pray for all those who are not well at the moment in our church or somebody you know of. You might like to pray for them in silence now. Gracious God, thank you for hearing our prayers. Please bring healing and comfort to all those who suffer in our midst and our community. We praise you, Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Father, stir up the wills of your faithful people that bringing forth the fruit of good works, we may be abundantly rewarded and eternally grateful to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. For yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for all those serving on the rosters, and we do, it's very helpful if you put on the back when you are not available for the next rosters coming up from November to January, so please fill that out, that'd be very helpful. After the service, Coral and Dick will be down the front. If you would like individual prayer, you're very welcome for that. Please come down and make the most of that. After the service, there will be morning tea as usual, and please allow space. COVID is still around, and we want to be aware of that.
I have two announcements for you. One, similar from last week, we have our Gingerbread House Day is coming up at the beginning of December. On the 2nd of December, so start thinking about who you might like to invite along. Blokes, you're allowed to come to this one. So granddads, you can bring your grandchildren or whoever you want. So invitations are on the back of the back table. Grab however many you want. We can just keep printing them off. And the RSV information and the pricing and all that is on the actual invitation. So start thinking about and praying about who you might like to bring to that, because it's going to be a great outreach activity and lots of fun. Ladies, this is the second... Ladies, sorry, guys. This one's not for you. Put your fingers in your ears, guys. Ladies, this Friday coming at 6:30, we're going to go to the club for dinner. Nice social night, just for a bit of hair down, bit of fun. Lots of nice chatting and just networking between us. So we've decided that we're going to stick to Rowers Club because it's just more convenient for people, especially if you don't want to travel out of the area. So we're going to go to the Rowers Club. It'll be at 6:30. We've changed the time from 7 to 6:30 because we know that some people don't like to stay out late, like Adele, because she falls asleep at 9 o'clock. Adele's not here today. It's her birthday. But she'll be listening in. So happy birthday, Adele. So if you'd like to come along, pop your name on the list at the back so that we can book a table. And if you require a lift, just indicate that you'd like to be picked up and dropped back home. So that's this Friday night at 6:30.
Please do take time to read the rest of the notices. There's a lot of other family business happening there. And if you are on parish council, you'll be aware that there's going to be a meeting after church today. I'd like to pray, giving glory to God who has given us everything and for the offertory that we offer back for his services. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are a generous God. Thank you for people here reflecting your generosity and continuing to pay for gospel ministry here in Abbotsford. Lord, help us continue to reflect your heart and continue to have open hearts and open wallets. And pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand for our final song, To God Be the Glory.
Thank you.
Please have a seat. The sentence of scripture for today: ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Please join with me. Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.